Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. With me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you?
G'day, Neil. A bit damp this week, eh?
Yeah, it's certainly looking that way now. Something that I don't think we've ever talked about on this program is aged care and the costs that go with it. I know that different aged care facilities charge different fees, and I understand that the rules around the costs are quite complex, but I suppose we'll probably all have to deal with them one day, if not for ourselves, then for our parents or other family members.
Yes, Neil, the rules are certainly complex. They're a bit daunting for people faced with having to make a rapid decision on behalf of parents or family members. It can be an emotional time, and there is a lot of money involved.
Hey, I understand the money required to enter an aged care facility, the amounts can vary greatly. One retirement home may charge something like $250,000, another might be $500,000. Why do they vary so much?
Well, most of the rules around aged care costs are set by the government, but the facilities do have the flexibility to charge whatever entry fee they like. So in practice, the fee is determined by the market, you know, the reputation of the home and how many others are in the area, competitors. The entry fees can vary from, you know, maybe $150,000 in some small country towns to over $1 million in desirable locations in Sydney.
Now, that's just to get into the home. What about the ongoing fees?
Okay, there are two types of fees actually, Neil, accommodation charges and care fees. Now the accommodation charges can be paid as a lump sum or a daily fee or a combination of both. Each retirement home sets a lump sum that it requires residents to pay on entry, and that's known as the refundable accommodation deposit or RAD, and it does vary a lot, as we said.
Now, do the residents get the money back when they leave the aged care home?
Yes, the home uses the RAD while the aged care person is in residence, but it refunds it in full when they exit. Now, if the full RAD is paid, no further accommodation charges are required from that person, no matter how long they live there.
Okay, what if you don't have the money to pay those amounts to enter?
Well, the facility cannot take all your money. They must leave you with at least $51,500 of assets. And also, you don't have to pay the RAD amount if you don't want to. You can choose to pay only part or none at all.
All right, so what's the catch there?
Well, if the RAD isn't paid in full, you have to pay a daily accommodation payment, or a DAP if you want to use the acronym. That's an interest payment at the rate the government sets on the unpaid RAD amount. Now, the rate is currently 4.01% per annum, so if the unpaid lump sum amount was $400,000, the resident would have to pay $400,000 times 4.01% per annum. That works out at $43.95 a day. Now, that applies to everybody, and that's regardless of whether you can afford to pay That applies regardless of whether you cannot afford to pay or you just choose not to. Now, the government does subsidise the cost for people of very limited means.
Okay, so let's say we've paid the full RAD lump sum amount. What else do we have to pay in ongoing fees?
Well, earlier I said there are accommodation charges and there are care fees. Now, the care fees come in two parts. There's the basic daily care fee, and that's set by the government at 85% of the age pension, single age pension, and that's currently $53.56 a day. Everyone pays that, including pensioners. Then there's the means-tested care fee, and that's an extra fee that some residents pay based on their wealth.
And how's that all worked out?
Well, it's partly determined by assets and partly by income or deemed income. So some residents pay no means-tested fee. Most pay a small fee, maybe $5, $10, $20 a day. The maximum mean-tested care fee is, you know, a couple of $100 a day if your asset's over $4.5 million. But there are annual and lifetime caps on that fee too.
So very few people pay that. What would the average person pay?
Neil, a single person who owns their home and has a modest amount of savings and superannuation, let's say, also assume that they have no relatives living in the home, so the home will become an assessable asset. If they sell it, with luck, the sale should provide enough money to pay the full RAD lump sum, and then their care fees are likely to be the basic care fee, $53.56 a day, plus a means-tested care fee of maybe, you know, $10 or $15 a day, something like that.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Neil. Yeah, sorry, that's complex, but hopefully simplifies it a little.
Yeah, absolutely, and answers a lot of questions that people may have not been aware of. Russell Timm is a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.